It's Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with Amanda Vinicky on the line from Springfield. She's the State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio. Amanda, this week saw a change in tone between two of the main players in the budget battle, Governor Bruce Rauner, a Republican, and Democratic Senate President John Cullerton. In recent weeks, Governor Rauner spoke positively about Cullerton's efforts to meet him halfway on a property tax freeze. Then the relationship soured. What did Cullerton say this week that rankled the governor?
Cullerton on Wednesday was making an overture to Governor Bruce Rauner. It wasn't all great. He said, hey, the governor's budget was out of balance when he introduced it, which is why his constantly clamoring about the Democrats' spending plan being out of balance isn't fair. Let's start over. Lift everything up, and we haven't gotten anywhere. I want a redo. Then, midway through that press conference, the governor's office sent a press release of reaction. It said that President Cullerton made clear his view of a balanced budget, makes no spending reforms, no pension reform, and only raises taxes. We urge Cullerton to work with us to pass meaningful structural reforms. Right there was really the change in tone.
Amanda, you recently reported that state workers, union and non-union, will continue to get paid with or without a budget after a state Supreme Court ruling. Where's the money for the payroll coming from?
You're paying taxes. I'm paying taxes. Fees are still being paid in. You know, Illinois still has enough money to be making these payments right now. It's the approximately $10 billion that was spent in the fiscal year that ended in June that the fight is over. So that's things, for example, like money going to institutions of higher education like NIU.
So revenue continues to come in. Money continues to get spent. This doesn't look like a government shutdown, but if I'm a single working mom who depends on subsidized childcare, and I'm watching human service workers get paid, but their agency can't issue grant money for my childcare, how is that not a government shutdown?
Right. So it's I've phrased it as a partial government shutdown. You furthermore have the Rauner administration seeking to cut back eligibility for that program by a lot. So really, when it comes down to it, that's where the pain is hitting. What advocates for those groups say is it's those who can least afford it are the ones that are feeling the pain the most.
So the governor and legislative leaders continue to stand their ground. What are you hearing among rank and file lawmakers from both parties who represent people? Some of their people are dependent on social services.
Oh, a lot of frustration. I think it's, of course, sad stories of people who rely on social services, but just even your average voter saying, what is going on? Why can't they get their acts together? So I'm hearing that as a journalist. I can only imagine that legislators, when they go home to their districts, are hearing a lot of that, and they bring that back to their leadership. So frustration, a belief that leaders and governor need to be meeting more often, that continues to not happen on a very regular basis, but not a lot of movement. You know, you had President Cullerton say that meetings with the governor don't appear to be all that fruitful, that the governor basically says the same things that you get in press releases. So despite frustration by the public and a lot of the rank and file members, some of whom say, what's the point of our coming to Springfield every week? There's nothing for us to vote on. We can do more good talking to the people in our districts. Others saying they should be in Springfield every day until a solution is passed. Maybe bypass the leadership and come up with a rank and file solution themselves. Right now, really, that's a lot of talk, just a whole lot of frustration and no clear signs of a compromise anytime soon.
Amanda Vinicky is the State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio. Amanda, let me know if anything improves.
Will do.